but wait, there's more. You're like, no, I'm feeling a bit woozy, man. It's okay. We're almost done, but we got some more huge concepts to cover. So, the Bitcoin difficulty is based on achieving these 10-minute blocks, right? And it's taken, every 2014 blocks based on the timestamp and the difficulty adjusts and blah, 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 blah. Now, the TSN difficulty, right, is based on this issuance rate, which is likely going to be 144 issuance transactions per block, because the blocks are sort of like one per day, but not really, but so it's similar-ish to that, right? And so, at least the target issuance rate, right? But the difficulty itself in this proof-of-work-like merged mining system is sort of like mining pools, which have, so you could start from like the lowest difficulty possible, and you would, which makes it really easy to just start mining on a fucking laptop, or, you know, now they even have these like USB stick miners and whatnot. And so silly in Bitcoin mining to like competitively do that, obviously you wouldn't, like, you're never gonna win with a CPU, but if you could be winning some clout, right, then you could do it. And so the question becomes is, do you even need to have, you know, do you want to have this no proof of work system for the TSN, and then it sort of kicks in if you're meeting this TSN target issuance rate, this issuance target rate of transactions, right? It goes from no difficulty to starting from 0.1 of difficulty, right? But so do you even need that if you're going to do this merged mine system? Because the incentives change. It's like, well, if you're actually getting credit for these hashes, no matter how minuscule it is, you know, it's like, that's the brilliance and the pros of this system, is you don't have to worry about 51% attacks, which I already spoke about in the last one, and a few others you don't have to worry about, and the TSN, but it sort of like incentivizes mining. Like, that's the problem with mining with the CPU, is in other words, you don't have to worry about a 51% attack here, and you can get benefit out of your SHA-256 hashes on the TSN by getting this clout, right? So it incentivizes mining with starting one level one difficulty, if you will, right? So then it's like, would you need this system of no difficulty? And we spoke about how that could be composed of incentivizing TSN addresses to mine versus, people running your node. But you might just get rid of that whole mumble jumble with this system. You might not need that, right? So here's the deal. The simple way to do it is to just have that simple proof of work, right? To start on level one and get rid of all that. And it could be Bitcoin or it could be Litecoin, and you choose one to be the simplest, and you just have your target issuance rate of 144 be based on that one difficulty, which adjusts. But really, if you want to get cute with it or more complex, you could do much more complex shit, like mining pools do, right? And you could even create your own mining pool, right? But I digress. The simple way is to just choose script, right, with Litecoin or SHA-256, like with Bitcoin, and then people would be submitting those hashes to be acknowledged as issuance transactions in your TSN blocks. But since these blocks emanate from acknowledgement in TSN blocks, and we spoke about this in terms of interoperability of transactions, how you wouldn't necessarily need to use one PKI, right? You could, if you wanted, have some kind of freaky combination where you're allowed to submit script hashes or Bitcoin hashes, and you have all this stuff with mining pools. Like, you could have a mining pool, which there are mining pools which switch to all the different SHA-256 coins, and they mostly mine Bitcoin, but at times, if another coin is hot, they'll switch to those, and same with script, is, you know, mostly Litecoin, but it switches back and forth. So, and you could even create, if you wanted to, you could allow both script and SHA-256 hashes or any proof-of-work hashes in your own TSN blocks, if you wanted to do it that way, right? Now, it gets a bit more complicated in how you calculate. You'd have to have a difficulty for script versus a difficulty for SHA-256, and then have like a grand TSN difficulty sort of thing. And you could like format it, and you just have to be upfront with it and do it in that way, however you want to like create your own TSN difficulty. But if you just did one, then it's easy, right? And if you just said only Bitcoin hashes SHA-256 are allowed, then it's easy and it all works beautifully. Or same thing with Litecoin. So that's huge, but it does. You could potentially create much more complex type of mechanisms for your own TSN difficulty, where you'd essentially be allowing all kinds of different hashes or hash attempts on other various other blockchains, right? And you'd still have that 144 issuance target rate on your own TSN blockchain, if you dig. Can you dig it? So, big things. Was there anything else on this one? I think that's going to be it. We'll keep part two short and sweet. Diggity, diggity, diggity. That's all, folks. Peace.